Hey, turn to Acts real quick. Look in Acts 8. Remember what God told them before he ascended into heaven. He says, he told them that tarry in Jerusalem until you are endowed or endued with power from on high. But you're to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the what? Ends of the earth. Well, notice what verse number 1 says. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except the apostles. They were scattered. Now jump over to chapter number 11 because it picks up from there, verse number 19. 11:19. There's a point that I'm going to draw out of this from the perspective of what Brother Shannon just shared. Verse number 19 says, of chapter 11, now those who were what? Scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen. This is where this picks up at. From chapter 8:1 to this is a pickup to show us that they were scattered, and some traveled to these different cities as far as Antioch. They were preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is what I want to draw out of it. The word scattered there is the same word for sowing seed, like broadcasting seed, planting seed. So what this tells us, that the first century church got really comfortable hanging out in Jerusalem. And God had another field he wanted to plant some of his seed in. So he allowed the persecution, like with Stephen and with the saints, to do what? To broadcast some seed in some other places. Because God was looking for a crop. Yep. And what these men were, they were seed that God planted around the region and around the world to spread them out. And that's the way we got to look. If the blood of Jesus has purchased us, and it has, lock, stock, and barrel, we belong to Him. And we become seed that is in the hand of the Master to use however He sees fit. And He can use trouble, He can use persecution, He can use trials, He can use any of it to replant us in another area because He wants a crop somewhere else. And that's exactly what was happening here. They were scattered, like when a man broadcasts a seed out in the field and he's planting wheat or he's planting oats or he's planting corn or he's planting soybean. You know, they planting that particularly in a specific place, but it's that same old picture of scattering seed because you're expecting a harvest, you're expecting a crop. And that's what God did with His people. And as Brother Shannon brought out, that God scattered. God planted Him here because He's expecting a crop from us. And He brings us. We were born where we were born, sent to where we were sent. God providentially sent me to Meridian, Mississippi to interrupt me and then scatter me wherever He wants to put me because He's looking for a crop somewhere. And belonging to Him, I can see that He's behind all this. He's been at work doing all this.
Yeah, I see it. My life just thinking that I was doing what I wanted to go do.
Yeah.
And God said, no, you're going here.
Right.
And I went, no, I want to go there.
Yes.
Like Jonah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Jonah.
Yeah.
I want to go to Tarsus.
Right.
And He goes, no, I want you to go here.
Y'all remember, this, we don't know the potential in each bean, each seed.
That's right.
Only God knows that.
That's right.
But it won't ever turn out to be anything more than a seed unless it's what?
Planted.
It's got to be buried. It's got to germinate.
It has to die.
And that's the whole point. When I recognize, hey, I'm seed in the hand of God. He's planted me where He wants me. What I do is useless.
Yeah.
But if I die to me and let Him live and work through me, oh, who knows the harvest that's going to come out of that crop
and
of where He plants.
But then I can't look back on the wasted years.
No, can't. Can't. Ain't gonna make a difference.
No.
It'll hurt you. It'll hinder you. Make you fret.
Yeah. And like Lot's wife.
Yes. And the neat thing about this other word, there's two words preaching here in this passage, verse 19 and in verse 20. The first word preaching is just means they talked in general conversation. It means just to talk. In their talking, in their everyday conversation, Jesus showed up.
Amen.
Jesus came out. No matter how or where they was at, it's not talking about like me sitting down thinking and planning and preparing something, a formal message to deliver to y'all and that kind of preaching. It's just sitting around the table. It's at work. It's in the community. It's out in a field. It's on the job somewhere. That in the everyday conversations, whether I'm in a deer stand or I'm casting a rod on a lake or a pond or in a river or wherever it may be, Jesus is always going to show up. He's going to come out in that conversation. And that is what we see, how it made such a difference in people's lives. It was at Antioch that they started calling them Christians. These disciples who just talked about Jesus in everyday life were recognized as people whose aim in life was living for Jesus. Now, the next word where it says in verse number 20, the word preaching comes from the perspective of they declaring a good news about Jesus. It's something pointed, specific. They went with the intention to tell the good news of Jesus. The other dynamic is that the Word of God just came out in everyday life because the Word of God was what they was about in living for Jesus. And man, what a difference that makes.
Amen.
Knowing that God planted me where He's planted me. God's looking for a crop, a harvest to come out of that. The fields are white and ready. We just talk about Jesus on the job, in our homes, on the streets, in our communication. God will use it. Amen?
Amen.
He sure will. So think about that. Scatter. Broadcasting seed.
Amen.
Bill, you plant a little seed every once in a while, huh?
Yeah, I do it in the morning.
Plant seed in the morning. Scatter.
Really?
Going to put them in the ground, which makes it even, the potential is even more sure. And But you know, when God plants us or broadcasts us, and you see, that's what happens. We're that seed, and when we're watering one another, as Paul said, I planted, Apollos did what? Watered. He who planted and he who watered are nothing, but he who gives the increase is everything.